Guilt is the team.
Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Once again, today is the day that we just said thank you, Father, for everything you've done. Today was a day supposed to have a young man to be on our program today. His name is, we call him Mr. Smith, Teddy Bear, and some other people are supposed to be on there. Apparently, it's been a mix-up, and sometime on a mix-up, when you start off on a thing new like this here, but once you get everything down pat, it should be in a position where everybody can be a participant. One of the things I will say, as much as I know about the veterans, every veteran is a good person that goes and serves their country. Every one of us have a responsibility. Some will go in and some will not go in. But it behooves us to stay consistent in doing what we said we're going to do. Normally, what I like to do is do this here. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come today thanking you for being able to be on air today. At this time, believing that all things are working together. For this we praise you. For this we love you. For this we adore you. For this we say thank you. For this we say hallelujah. And then, Father, because somewhere along the line, the enemy comes in. But we take you at your word. Your word has declared and decreed that you're God all by yourself. And then, Father, as we come before you on this program tonight, we just ask you to just have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon me. And let the person going to be a part of what we're doing. Let mercy show us tremendously. Let mercy show the mercy. Let mercy show. Mercy, you have it, Father. Mercy is abundant. Mercy, you said mercy, mercy, mercy. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. And then, Father, we just praise your name and we love your name. And, Father, in the meantime, we just say we love you. We adore you, and we magnify your name. One of the things we take notice of, Father, because the rising of the sun to the setting of it, you're still God. I thank you for allowing me today to just be able to just be there, Father, to do some things that you have called me to do. I know today, Father, we all have a life to live. We have a responsibility to live. We have an attitude to live. We have it all to be what you said it's going to be. And for this, we say thank you. Praise your holy name. Praise your holy name. Father, today is that day that I have declared and decreed that this is your work and not mine. And then, Father, because of the fact that we're alive right now, we say thank you and we praise you. And we love you, and we adore your name. But, Father, today, I thank you, Father, right here where we're sitting and believing that all things are working together. Father, as we come to present some people out there that don't understand what's going on in our lives, some have tried. Some soldiers don't understand. Some have been around. Some don't understand it. Some can't see it. In the meantime, Father, we said thank you. We said thank you for all that you have done for us. I thank you, Father, for when we were yet unborn and we came into this world. But you knew us then from the day we were conceived. You knew us according to your word. For you said to Jeremiah, before you were in your mother's womb, I knew you. And Father, you know us all. You know all of us soldiers. You know our shortcomings, our long coming. Some of us have said thank you for everything you've done for us. Some of us praise your name. Some just declare and decree that you're the only true and living God. And Father, we just say amen. And then, Father, we praise you and we love you and we adore you. And because of that action, you're still God. You're still God, all by yourself. No matter what nobody says, you're the true and living God. You are the true and the living God. And we adore you and we magnify your name. And then, Father, we just want to, just until some more people come on the line with us, we just want to praise you, want to love you, want to adore you, and want to say thank you. All that you have done for us. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Father. It's in your name that we praise you. It's in your name that we praise you. It's in your name that we love you. And thank you, Father. Well, today, I just said today, I know sometimes it could be some kind of confusion that the person was supposed to be on the line with us. Unfortunately, some things didn't happen. But you know what? In the meantime, I'm going to put a word on and let the word until he decides he wants to come or someone comes on. And for that, we praise you. And for that, we love you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. There are many out there. Some are listening right now. Oh, praise your name. Yes, Father. Praise your name. Mm.
He that delicately bringeth up his servant from a child shall have him become his son at the length. An angry man stirreth up strife, and a furious man aboundeth in transgression. A man's pride shall bring him low, but honor shall uphold the humble in spirit. Whoso is partner with a thief hateth his own soul. He heareth cursing, and betrayeth it not. The fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. Many seek the ruler's favor, but every man's judgment cometh from the Lord. An unjust man is an abomination to the just, and he that is upright in the way is abomination to the wicked. Proverbs 30. The words of Agur, the son of Jakeh, even the prophecy, the man spake unto Ithiel, even unto Ithiel and Ukal. Surely I am more brutish than any man, and have not the understanding of a man. I neither learned wisdom, nor have the knowledge of the holy. Who hath ascended up into heaven, or descended? Who hath gathered the wind in his fists? Who hath bound the waters in a garment? Who hath established all the ends of the earth? What is his name? And what is his son's name, if thou canst tell? Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. Two things have I required of thee. Deny me them not before I die. Remove far from me vanity and lies. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with food convenient for me. Lest I be full and deny thee and say, Who is the Lord? Or lest I be poor and steal and take the name of my God in vain. Accuse not a servant unto his master, lest he curse thee and thou be found guilty. There is a generation that curseth their father and doth not bless their mother. There is a generation that are pure in their own eyes, and yet is not washed from their filthiness. There is a generation, oh, how lofty are their eyes, and their eyelids are lifted up. There is a generation whose teeth are as swords, and their jaw teeth as knives to devour the poor from off the earth, and the needy from among men. The horse leech hath two daughters, crying, Give, give. There are three things that are never satisfied, yea, four things say not it is enough. The grave and the barren womb, the earth that is not filled with water, and the fire that saith not it is enough. The eye that mocketh at his father and despiseth to obey his mother, the ravens of the valley shall pick it out, and the young eagles shall eat it. There be three things which are too wonderful for me, yea, four which I know not. The way of an eagle in the air, the way of a serpent upon a rock, the way of a ship in the midst of the sea, and the way of a man with a maid. Such is the way of an adulterous woman. She eateth, and wipeth her mouth, and saith, I have done no wickedness. For three things the earth is disquieted, and for four which it cannot bear. For a servant when he reigneth, and a fool when he's filled with meat, for an odious woman when she is married, and an handmaid that is heir to her mistress. There be four things which are little upon the earth, but they are exceeding wise. The ants are a people not strong, yet they prepare their meat in the summer. The conies are but a feeble folk, yet make they their houses in the rocks. The locusts have no king, yet go they forth all of them by bands. The spider taketh hold with her hands, and is in kings' palaces. There be three things which go well, yea, four are comely in going. A lion which is strongest among beasts, and turneth not away for any. A greyhound, a he-goat also, and a king against whom there is no rising up. If thou hast done foolishly in lifting up thyself, or if thou hast thought evil, lay thine hand upon thy mouth. Surely the churning of milk bringeth forth butter, and the wringing of the nose bringeth forth blood. So the forcing of wrath bringeth forth strife. Proverbs 31. The words of King Lemuel, the prophecy that his mother taught him. What, my son, and what the son of my womb, and what the son of my vows? Give not thy strength unto women, nor thy ways to that which destroyeth kings. It is not for kings, O Lemuel, it is not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes strong drink, lest they drink and forget the law, and pervert the judgment of any of the afflicted. Give strong drink unto him that is ready to perish, and wine unto those that be of heavy hearts. Let him drink and forget his poverty, and remember his misery no more. Open thy mouth for the dumb in the cause of all such as are appointed to destruction. Open thy mouth, judge righteously, and plead the cause of the poor needy. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant's ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household, and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength, and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. A candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor, yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household.
Hello? Hello? Are you there? I'm playing the word until Teddy Bear come on. Teddy Bear, is that you?
She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. The Book of Ecclesiastes, Chapter 1. The words of the preacher, the son of David, king in Jerusalem. Vanity of vanities, saith the preacher, vanity of vanities, all is vanity. What profit hath the man of all his labor which he taketh under the sun? One generation passeth away, and another generation cometh, but the earth abideth forever. The sun also ariseth, and the sun goeth down, and hasteth to his place where he arose. The wind goeth toward the south, and turneth about unto the north, it whirleth about continually. And the wind returneth again, according to his circuits. All the rivers run into the sea, yet the sea is not full. Unto the place from whence the rivers come, thither they return again. All things are full of labor, man cannot utter it. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing. The thing that hath been, it is that which shall be, and that which is done is that which shall be done. And there is no new thing under the sun. Is there anything whereof it may be said, see, this is new? It hath been already of old time, which was before us. There is no remembrance of former things, neither shall there be any remembrance of things that are to come with those that shall come after. Isaiah the preacher, was king of Israel in Jerusalem. And I gave my heart to seek and search out thy wisdom concerning all things that are done under heaven. This sore travail hath God given to the sons of man to be exercised therewith. I have seen all the works that are done under the sun, and behold, all is vanity and vexation of spirit. That which is crooked cannot be made straight, and that which is wanting cannot be numbered. I communed with mine own heart, saying, lo, I am come to great estate, and have gotten more wisdom than all they that have been before me in Jerusalem. Yea, my heart had great experience of wisdom and knowledge, and I gave my heart to know wisdom, and to know madness and folly. I perceived that this also is vexation of spirit, for in much wisdom is much grief, and he that increaseth knowledge increaseth sorrow. Ecclesiastes 2. I said in mine heart, go to now, I will prove thee with mirth, therefore enjoy pleasure. And behold, this also is vanity. I said of laughter, it is mad, and of mirth, what doeth it? I sought in mine heart to give myself unto wine, yet acquainting mine heart with wisdom, and to lay hold on folly, till I might see what was that good for the sons of men, which they should do under the heaven all the days of their life. I made me great works, I builded me houses, I planted me vineyards, I made me gardens and orchards, and I planted trees in them of all kind of fruits. I made me pools of water, to water therewith the wood that bringeth forth trees. I got me servants and maidens, and had servants born in my house. Also I had great possessions of great and small cattle above all that were in Jerusalem before me. I gathered me also silver and gold, and the peculiar treasure of kings and of the provinces. I gat me men singers and women singers, and the delights of the sons of men as musical instruments, and that of all sorts. So I was great, and increased more than all that were before me in Jerusalem. Also my wisdom remained with me. And whatsoever mine eyes desired, I kept not from them. I withheld not my heart from any joy, for my heart rejoiced in all my labor, and this was my portion of all my labor. Then I looked on all the works that my hands had wrought, and on the labor that I had labored to do, and behold, all was vanity and vexation of spirit, and there was no profit under the sun. And I turned myself to behold wisdom and madness and folly. For what can the man do that cometh after the king, even that which hath been already done? Then I saw that wisdom excelleth folly, as far as light excelleth darkness. The wise man's eyes are in his head, but the fool walketh in darkness. And I myself perceived also that one event happeneth to them all. Then said I in my heart, as it happeneth to the fool, so it happeneth even to me. And why was I then more wise? Then I said in my heart, that this also is vanity. For there is no remembrance of the wise more than of the fool forever, seeing that which now is in the days to come shall all be forgotten. And how dieth the wise man? As the fool. Therefore I hated life, because the work that is wrought under the sun is grievous unto me. For all is vanity and vexation of spirit. Yea, I hated all my labor which I had taken under the sun, because I should leave it unto the man that shall be after me. And who knoweth whether he shall be a wise man or a fool? Yet shall he have rule over all my labor wherein I have labored, and wherein I have shown myself wise under the sun. This is also vanity. Therefore I went about to cause my heart to despair of all the labor which I took under the sun. For there is a man whose labor is in wisdom, and in knowledge, and in equity. Yet to a man that hath not labored therein, shall he leave it for his portion. This also is vanity, and a great evil. For what hath man of all his labor, and of the vexation of his heart, wherein he hath labored under the sun? For all his days are sorrows, and his travail grief, yea, His heart taketh not rest in the night. This is also vanity. There is nothing better for a man than that he should eat and drink, and that he should make his soul enjoy good in his labor. This also I saw, that it was from the hand of God. For who can eat, or who else can hasten hereunto more than I? For God giveth to a man that is good in his sight wisdom and knowledge and joy. But to the sinner he giveth travail, to gather, to heap up, that he may give to him that is good before God. This also is vanity and vexation of spirit. Ecclesiastes 3. To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under the heaven, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill, and a time to heal, a time to break down, a time to build up, a time to weep, and a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace, a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get, a time to lose, a time to keep, a time to cast away, a time to rend, a time to sow, a time to keep silence, a time to speak, a time to love, a time to hate, a time of war, and a time of peace. What profit hath he that worketh in that wherein he laboreth? I have seen the travail which God hath given to the sons of men to be exercised in it. He hath made everything beautiful in his time. Also he hath set the world in their heart, so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. I know that there is no good in them, but for a man to rejoice and to do good in his life, and also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor, it is the gift of God. I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And God doeth it, that men should fear before him. That which hath been is now, and that which is to be hath already been. And God requireth that which is past. And moreover, I saw under the sun the place of judgment, that wickedness was there, and the place of righteousness, that iniquity was there. I said in mine heart, God shall judge the righteous and the wicked, for there is a time there for every purpose and for every work. I said in mine heart concerning the estate of the sons of men, that God might manifest them, and that they might see that they themselves are beasts. For that which befalleth the sons of men befalleth beasts. Even one thing befalleth them. As the one dieth, so dieth the other. Yea, they have all one breath, so that a man hath no preeminence above a beast, for all is vanity. All go unto one place, all are of the dust, and all turn to dust again. Who knoweth the spirit of man that goeth upward, and the spirit of the beast that goeth downward to the earth? Wherefore I...
Hello. All right, go ahead. We wouldn't need to go now. You got the phone number? No, the phone number is for to call in on. Okay, you got a pencil? All right. Oh, 717-714-868-868. No, 8-6-8-8-6-8. 8. Six. Yeah, that's rule number 8. And then six. S-I-X. S-I-X. Let me text it to you and you can get it better. I'm going to text it to you, okay? All right, I'm going to text it to you.
And if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him. And a threefold cord is not quickly broken. But as a poor and a wise child, than an old and foolish king, who will no more be admonished. But a prison he cometh to reign, whereas also he that is born in his kingdom becometh poor. I considered all the living which walk under the sun, with the second child that shall stand up in his stead. There is no end of all the people, even of all that have been before them. They also that come after shall not rejoice in him. Surely, this also is vanity and vexation of spirit. Ecclesiastes 5. Keep thy foot when thou goest to the house of God, and be more ready to hear.
Well, you know, Teddy Bear just called. He says had a real complication. We're waiting on him to get on the line with us and spend a little time with us, tell us what can be done and cannot be done. So we just wait to hear from him. Amen. We just wait to hear from him. But in the meantime, as I said, was it the scripture being read, the fulfillment of what God is doing in our lives allow us to know that God is who he says going to be. One thing I take note is God will never fail us. We fail him. He will never fail us. We fail him. So by what we do, God brings it to our understanding what he's doing to help us. Our reading says the spirit of man goes up and the animal goes down. So there is not a place, I don't believe in heaven, where animals reside. If I'm wrong, somebody give him an inclination. But if the spirit of a man goes upward and the animals go down toward earth, that's a lot of wisdom right there. That's a lot of understanding. What God will, can, want to do. It's up to a person to let it be known what you want to do with God, through God, and by God. God makes it so possible for you that you can do anything you want to do. And I say it to you with love and joy and peace. The God we serve is an awesome God. And our God makes it so possible for us that all we have to do is believe in him. He'll do it for us. Amen. He'll do it for us. He'll do it for us. And the more we take note of what God is doing, amen. And you know, one of the things I take notice of, the best thing that can happen to all of us is to give God some glory, to praise him, to love him, and to adore him, and to thank him for everything he's done for us. Nobody but God can do this. I'm going to try to tell it back one more time. Hey, Teddy Bear, this is Mr. Hunter, that we were supposed to be on the air today. I put everything on Facebook. I called you the numbers, and I know somewhere along the line there was a miscommunication. Forgive me. And even if we miss this time, we will get it done better. I also on the line right now, but we're just going to keep believing that you're going to call in, so give a word to somebody, a soldier out there, because right now we're still waiting on you. We're on the hold for you. God bless you and thank you. Today, every Saturday, remember, if there's a need to make a change, let me know. It's your time, not my time. I'm going to work by your time. God bless you and thank you. I love it so much. I'm going to let it go to the time we have required on. And someone's on the line with me right now. I thank you for being on the line with us. As a veteran, it took me 40 years in my own ignorance how to go about doing what I need to do for myself. Until one day I just decided to go up to and find out more about the veterans. What does a veteran have if you spend so many years in the military? Because I got hurt bad in the military. I wondered who's going to take care of it. I heard so much about it. I heard so many people in my own neighborhood and everybody talking down the veterans. They ain't no good. They can't do nothing. Yes, they are. It's the same thing in your attitude that brings you to the next persistence. And by me being persistent, God fixed it so that he would bless me. And he did it. But it comes to a point in life where we can say, Lord, I gave all that I had, but I didn't understand. God will send an angel by you and help you. Let me tell you, when I decided to let them get involved with me and help me, things began to rumble. Things began to roll for me. And as a result, now I'm finding all the benefits, some things I didn't have that I now possess. Not only for me, but for my wife, for my grandsons, for my daughter and my son. And you know what? I didn't know none of this. Ignorance is a bliss. And I said it again, ignorance is a bliss. An ignorant man, an ignorant person, and at that time I was ignorant, but I sharpened the tools up. As my wife said one day on the back, she said, every tool in this backyard needs to be sharpened. Made sense to me. Makes sense to you too. When you have a sharpened tool, it can cut precisely. The word of God, that God showered on us, his word is persistent. And God will preserve and do what he says going to do for us and through us. But it's up to us. Do you want it or not? That's the problem. See, I thank God for this man I met, Mr. Smith. I called him Teddy Bear. Teddy Bear helped me in my, once I got down, but he told me some other things that I didn't know, that I thought I knew. Ignorance again. But there's always somebody waiting to help you. Are you willing to get some help? If you're not willing to get some help, that money's going to go to somebody else. It's called benefits. You are being benefited from what you did, what God has promised you. God the Father promised you in his word. He said, listen, it is I, God said. God said, it's me that give you the wisdom, give you the understanding, give you the ability to get money and to get rich. But there is a purpose in all that God does. The purpose is to bring his manifestation back into the earth. Oh, my God. See, the one thing we should take notice of that God has for us, it takes us to a level of obedience. Have I learned the sense of obedience? Yes. I've learned something to understand what God is doing for us and through us and by us. Obedience is a demand. It demands time. It demands a purpose. It demands attitude. And the less that you take your time, don't get all angry at somebody else because you didn't do what you were supposed to do. Get angry at yourself because you did not pull everything aside. Let me dig this over here and see something could be something buried underneath there. See, it takes time to do everything. I'm finding I need to read more. Why? Because the more I read, the better I can understand God's word. The more it gets ingested into me, the more I can understand what's said about the veterans. The more I can come to a point and acknowledge that God is who he saved us. And the more God blesses us, the more we can understand what God is saying. And God takes an attitude for us and blesses us. And let me tell you something I learned. God is not withholding his blessings. He will never withhold his blessing from us because he's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You got to go back into the Old Testament and find out what God did when he did, because those were the patriarchs. They're the ones they set the whirlwind of moving and turning around. And by them having that whirlwind turning around, in other words, the truth in action, God so said it by his own will. And when we see the wind, someone said, can you see where the wind come from? Only God knows. So all we have to do is trust God and believe God. That's all. And see, one of the things that I've come to know more in this world, this God I serve is an awesome God. This God we serve, he's a prosperous God. This God we serve, he knows us by the name. He knows us while we were yet born in our mother's womb. Now, I want to say this. From the time we come and enter to the womb, the time we come out, I found this out. God promised us 20 years. Man, life expects shall be 20 years. Because then they were living up to one man lived 900 some years, one lived 600 some years. But they were living a long time and healthy because the fullness of the Holy Ghost was upon them until they come out of the Garden of Eden. When man made a mistake and the woman, they made a big mistake. Can't put the woman down, can't put the man down. They both made a mistake. But we can define the purpose. God called man. He said, let us make man, not woman. He said, let us make man in our image. He made a man, but by this, he pulled out a man, a woman. She was hollowed out. She has a womb. She has a womb. Why? Because it would bring forth children, sons and daughters. God has a purpose. God had a plan. What nobody else can say what God did, God has that. God, I love him so much. I thank him so much for what he does for me. Can you understand what God is saying to us? He says, I am that I am. And beside me, there is none other. One of the things I take notice of, every day we live according to God. Every day we walk, it's according to God. If I were to stop for just a moment and say this much, when I see a young military woman, her mind is not platable as she did before she went to the military. And hold on. Yes, sir. 714? Okay, what? 714-868. No, I mean I'm on. I got some people on waiting on you. Let me see if I can hook you up on here. Let me do it this way.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold and you'll be able to listen to the show.
Are you there? Go ahead. Go ahead, Teddy Bear. Go ahead.
Teddy Bear.
All right.
How you doing, sir?
Okay.
This is Teddy Bear.
Can you hear us?
I can hear you.
Okay.
We can hear him too.
Can you
hear us? Yes, I can hear you. This is Teddy Bear.
All right.
The question is
Teddy Bear. We welcome to the program today. We want to talk about the family.
Talk to us.
All right. Tell me what your situation is and some of your trying to get your benefits and give me some feedback on your and I can answer the question to the best of my knowledge and give you some advice and my knowledge what I do, you know what I'm saying? I can give you that. Give me the question that you need answered, what you want to know about your benefits.
Okay, how do I go about obtaining benefits?
Obtaining first is two ways that you can do. You can come in. You got to be served in any military, any kind of military reserve, active duty, like National Guard, all armed forces, reserves, and all, you know, affiliate with the military. And another thing, when you're with the war or anything, that's your entitlement. Vietnam vets, Iraqi freedom vets, vets are not excluded. You know, all of them is supposed to come to the VA and get their benefits. You start processing, you got to go enrollment. First you do your enrollment, and then you go and see an OS rep. That's a service officer.
What's an OS rep? What is an OS?
Are you there?
Yes, what is an OS?
Okay, so you got to come to the VA to ask questions about your benefits, but you got to, if you want them, that's your money that she's missing out for years. A lot of vets are not coming in and training, you know, getting their benefits, especially the Vietnam vets. So you come to the VA, you enroll, you go into enrollment, and then you go to an OS, or service officer, Texas Commission of Veterans Affairs on the second floor, or you can go to the regional office. They got the OS, OS Office of Texas Commission, and the DAV, in the regional office. You come there, you can get your medical records. Make sure you have your medical records, your DD-214, and if you got in the orders that you went to Vietnam to prove that you was in country, you can do that. But you got to really fight. You just can't give up. And then after you do all that, you do your service, and then they'll send you to a QTC, and you have testing of what parts of the body that you are any from PTSD, any part of the body that you was hurt, you can't walk, anything, even Agent Orange diagnosed. You can go to Agent Orange on the fourth floor at the VA, compensation and pension on the fourth floor. And you can do that. any more questions? What else you want to know? This is Teddy Bear.
There's a lady on the line with us. Your cell phone number is 8934. You got a question you want to ask Teddy Bear?
sir?
I'm here. I see somebody online, and I was asking them, they will have a question they want to ask you.
Okay, go
okay,
ahead.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Teddy Bear. My name is Sarah Gardner. My husband is a veteran. He served in 75 through, I want to say 79. He can better answer that, but he's not available right now. But I was listening to what you said, and it was pretty clear. The only thing, I was not able to get all the acronyms that you gave out as far as where to go or who to talk to, you know, like the department.
Okay. All right. If he's it's two service office lines that you can do when you do your claims. When you do your claims, you can go to the DAV. That's the federal government side. And the Texas Commission, they do the same thing as federal, but they work on the, for the state. But they work for the state. And for the Texas, the Texas Veterans of Texas, but they work for all personnel that lives around in the United States, still who lives coming from different states, they still work for the state of Texas. They still we got one of the best Texas Commission. OS service officers that we can. We there at the VA. We do. We really
okay,
do.
So
they're helpful. They're on the second
the OS
floor.
OS stands for? Okay, second floor.
What
is
on the
OS?
Local, that stands for service
stand
officer.
For.
Yeah, okay. They service officers for, they do service. They do your claim. That's what they do the claim when you check in at the VA. That's what it stands for. SO, that's service officers that do the claims, process your claim.
Okay. I have a couple of questions. While he was doing his tour, he cracked both of his legs, okay? I know y'all know what
okay.
that is. I'm not. From running, and he was put on light duty, but he said he doesn't have, like, he's got his DD-214, he's got his discharge papers, you know, and everything. He had an honorary discharge, and I wish he were here to talk because he could better ask the questions, but he went down to the VA. Just to get a card that said that.
Okay,
he went to the one on OST. Okay.
Okay.
And he said, just to get a card that says, I'm a veteran. And I'm sure it says more than that. Don't quote me. But the lady in the office told him that he no longer qualified to get that card. Because he had to be grandfathered in, they stopped giving out those cards. And he said, lady, I'm not even trying to get benefits. All I want something is stating when I go somewhere, you know, to be able to show, hey, I'm a veteran. And so she told him they could not give out those cards. And at that time, he was not even trying to get, you know, any type of medical assistance or anything like that. So What does he need to do just to be able, just to get a card that says, hey, I'm a veteran?
Come back to the VA and enroll. Come back to enroll in eligibility, and we'll go from there. You'll go from there.
Okay.
Just go to eligibility, enroll, and stuff like that. That's what you need to do, to go come back and go to enrollment.
Okay, got it. Now, the other thing was that for his medical records when he was in the service, they should be able to pull that up. Is that not correct? And showing that in his file that, yes.
What you do?
In seven.
Okay, what you do, you can go to eligibility.
Uh-huh.
You go to eligibility. And they got a form that they can you can make the fill out and you send out to your branch of service, and you can retain your medical records. They'll send them straight to you, and it might take a while, but you will have them. And also have any medical records that you've been doing outside the VA, you can go and get them, and you put them in a folder, and when you do your claim, when you do the claim, they can have proof of that you can do that you was getting some kind of service for his activity, when he got hurt in the military. You can go further back, and you can have proof that he was on active duty and he was hurt in the military.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
After he got out, instead of going to the VA, he went to an outside doctor. And
okay.
he can have proof that, you know.
Okay.
Bam.
He has not gone to any medical doctor for that since he's been out of the service, because he was afraid that might interfere with his work, that jobs would not want to hire him because they would think, oh, he has some type of disability. So he never followed up on that part. He just, you know, knows, hey, when I was, you know, back in the 70s, you know, this is what happened.
Yes,
he's an ex-Marine. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. I understand. Okay, but come to the VA.
Okay.
Come
and which is the best branch to go to?
Ma'am?
Is the one off of OSP?
Yes, that's the main. That's the main hub, because we got branch and where do you stay, ma'am, in Houston?
Okay, we stay right outside of Atascocita. We are on the Houston side of Atascocita, Humble.
That's how far from Houston?
Oh, that's not very far. Maybe 20 miles into Houston. Okay, thank you, Dr. Hunter. Okay, yeah, it's not far at all for us to get down to OSP. No, sir.
Okay. All right, you come to OSP.
Mm-hmm.
And go to the enrollment. And I'm not trying to be nosy, ma'am.
No. You're fine.
Right now, I mean, I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna be honest with you. They you might have to take a means test. He might have to take a means test to see how much gross or how much money that he makes. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's
okay.
Quality.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I don't want no surprise. I want to tell you that because I don't want you there for a surprise.
Okay.
You
okay.
understand?
So, yes, sir.
So
is there like a maximum salary that you can make? You know, like what's the cap?
Yeah, I can't really tell you.
Okay.
Only the person in enrollment can tell you that.
Okay. Okay.
But,
all right. And
Teddy Bear.
Yes.
When I came,
yes, I'm here.
Okay, when I came, they told me that on the hot side I was too much, but I kept persisting, and now I got 100%.
Okay, that's what she's gonna have to do, ma'am.
Yes, sir.
Are you there?
I'm listening.
You heard what? Okay, you gotta be persistent.
Yes, sir.
When your husband start this journey. To get his benefits, he gonna have to fight like tooth
like
and nail. It took me 10 years to get
gotcha.
Mine.
Gotcha.
Because
okay.
I did 26 years. I did 26 years. I did two terms in a wreck. So, and that's, you know, that I really stay consistent. So that's when he started his journey, he got to go to his QTC appointments. He got to go be on time. He got to meet, go to his appointments and everything when he started his journey to get his what belonged to him.
Okay. I understand completely. Now, my other question is, should he, just first time going up there, should he set an appointment with somebody, or is it just like it was, you go in, you take a number or whatever, and you wait to be called?
That's how it is. You got to go in there and enroll. Enroll your first time. You got to enroll.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay.
You got to enroll.
Okay.
That's the starting point. Then after that, you go to the SO Veterans Texas Commission and you bring everything that you have. Bring your your DD-214, your medical records. Your medical records that you can get, and they'll start setting you up for a QTC. They'll send you through the mail and stuff.
Okay.
I got a lot of those letters, and every time I was on time.
Yes, sir. I got you. Okay. So we just need to, and I thank you all for that, to know that once you start, you got to be persistent. And
you got to be persistent, because it's your husband's benefit.
Right.
If he got any injuries, he should have been compensated a long time ago. If he got hurt on in the military, he should have been compensated a long time ago.
Wow.
A long time ago. And what I'm saying, ma'am, it's really bothering him now, ain't it?
Yes.
Ma'am?
He doesn't like to complain, but yes.
But it's a wear and tear on his body. It's a wear and tear on his body.
That's,
and guess what? You just like that. You was in the service too. It's a wear and tear on you too, because you hear the complaints. You might not complain to you, but the little different how he walk, how he talk, because you know he's tired and hurting. So it's his obligation to do what it belonged to him. You know what I'm saying? Everything.
Yes, sir.
He did for the country, and all in the title belong to you and him.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Wow. That's all I can say is wow.
Yes.
Any more questions, ma'am?
Yes. No, sir. None for me. I don't have any, and I thank you for your thoroughness. I have a better understanding of, you know, what needs to be done. So I just want to say thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
And thank you for serving our country. So, yes, sir. Thank you,
ma'am.
Mr. Teddy Bear.
Let me ask Teddy Bear.
All right.
Let me ask this question. Teddy Bear, now, as a result of that young man being in the military and some things, is it possible that he got some benefits that can be passed on to his siblings?
Oh, yes. If he got any, schools, if he got any benefits that he can pass on to his siblings, his children. And I advise this to all vets. If you have anything that you didn't use education-wise You can give it to the family, to your siblings, your daughter, your child, your son, if they want to go to school, your grandkids. And I invite that. It's all about family. And that's what I really encourage to for all vets. If they got any schooling benefits for the siblings, husband and wife, women veterans, give it to your child, your children, and I encourage that. That's keeping it in the family, and everybody wins when on all costs.
Amen.
Yes, sir. I will say this. We have, thank God, been able to be a recipient of his Hazelwood Act. One daughter has already graduated from nursing school, and we have three children in this house, so he had 100.
We need good nurses at the VA too.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So we need, but I'm keeping it real with you, ma'am, because for some vets, it's a struggle coming back from war and coming home and nothing is done and nobody trying to help, or the vets, Vietnam vets, all vets around the United States, around the world, need the Veteran Affairs to take care of their vets more better than what they've been doing.
Amen to that.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Well, let me, Teddy Bear.
Yes.
All right. Well, I want to say that because when I first found about the Hazelwood Act, that's how I received my degree. I got my BS, my MA, and later on I worked toward my doctorate. So the possibilities there. It's called, but see, nobody told me.
That's true. It's there. If you ain't used it in a certain period of time or a certain time, if he still have it, he can use it. I'll give it, pass it on to your granddaughter or your son or somebody like that, grandson.
Yes, sir.
Well,
you know? Yes, sir. Yes.
Well, let me ask you this, Teddy Bear. What if you got a daughter, a granddaughter that's going to college right now, and he falls under the provision of the VA? Do they pay for that? Or
okay.
Do they send it?
Well, I'm going to say this. If you have a sibling in school and she's still in college, she can go to school free. She can go to college of a person that is 100% disabled vet.
Well, what if they're not 100%?
He can still give the Hazelwood or any, like the Hazelwood, Montgomery GI Bill, the Hazelwood or the 9/11 Act to their family, to their siblings, their grandson, granddaughter, a son.
Wow. Amen to that. Well, I'll tell you what, Teddy Bear. Now that we got this thing alive, we're going to keep it going. So are you available for tomorrow?
Yes, we can. Can we? I have 10 o'clock.
I can do it for 10 o'clock tomorrow. I can do it.
Yes.
And like I said, I put you on Facebook. I put you on every media out there. See, some people are listening behind the scenes. But they're not saying nothing.
Yes.
But what you're bringing up are some real questions. And you,
yes.
I benefited from knowing you by the time I was there. And you told a person right on the spot to somebody else how they get, that person received $1,500 additional a month to do what they need. But they didn't have all the full 100%. But that's what they blessed them with.
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
with Teddy Bear?
Yes.
We want to thank you for your time. We want to thank you for your time. Do you have my sister, Sarah? Sarah, you have any more questions you want to ask?
Well,
I think she went off there.
No, sir, Dr. Hunter. I thank you. I'm still here. I had to go on mute. No, sir.
Well,
thank you very much.
Well, what I want to do, I want you to pass the word on to everybody you know, because as I said, I'm being persistent. Because once I find out something is real, I'm gonna fight it to the finish. So Teddy Bear, give us a final word till we see you tomorrow.
Yes, sir. Have a blessed day. May God bless you, and keep the faith to all veterans.
All right. God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen. God bless y'all. Thank you.
Bye. You're welcome, man.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.